USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More National Guard troops are being sent home. According to new reports, more than 1,000 National Guard troops will be leaving Washington, D.C. this weekend. Several thousand are still remaining to continue to provide security to the Capitol building. The FDA is warning of false positives with COVID-19 testing. With more, here's USA Radio's Jeremy Scott.
The Food and Drug Administration issued the warning on Friday to facilities using Roche Diagnostics' COBUS test. The system is widely used to screen large batches of test samples in hospitals and laboratories for both the coronavirus and flu. The agency warns that problems with the test's processing tubes could result in a false diagnosis and urge healthcare workers to run samples through multiple times to assure accuracy. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals, bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
In Minneapolis.
Today's settlement reflects our shared commitment to advancing racial justice.
Mayor Jacob Frey, after the city agreed to pay $27 million to settle a federal civil rights suit by George Floyd's family. Floyd, who was black, died last May after Derek Chauvin, a former Minneapolis police officer who is white, pressed his knee against Floyd's neck for about 9 minutes. Family attorney Chris Stewart gives a warning to other cities.
If you don't fix the policies that are happening, then you'll be seeing us again. Because we are making sure that black lives and black value will be understood.
After days of jury selection in Chauvin's trial, so far, 7 people have been seated. The judge set aside 3 weeks for jury selection. Opening statements are to begin on March 29th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A leader in the Senate is speaking out about the new stimulus bill. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, here's John Clemens.
It was Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell who pointed out the $1.9 trillion package earmarks only 1% for vaccinations and less than 9% on the entire health fight.
This is a classic example of big government Democratic overreach in the name of COVID relief, and we all know that what we should have been doing and would have been done had this been a bipartisan discussion instead of a jam-the-other-side approach is $500 or $600 billion directly targeted at the problem.
Senators Kirsten Gillibrand and Chuck Schumer became the latest members of New York's congressional delegation to call on Governor Andrew Cuomo to resign over several accusations of sexual misconduct and harassment. They joined the majority of the state's members in the House in the growing tide of lawmakers that are urging the defiant governor to step down. Cuomo repeated his denial of the allegations on Friday and said he would not resign. Earlier, Congressman Jerry Nadler, chair of the House Judiciary Committee, said Cuomo had lost the confidence of New Yorkers. He is also under fire for the misconduct allegations and a scandal on his failure to report nursing home deaths connected with COVID-19. The New York State Assembly has now opened an impeachment investigation. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.